big laugh.
I mean,
sitting on a scoop. I know you.
Hey guys, welcome to the morning show, the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. It's Monday morning. Dad's grabbed another shaker. He wanted a scoop of some purple stick powder. I was about to give him an overloaded heaping tablespoon of it, and he didn't find that funny, so he only took one scoop. Hope you guys are having a good day. We've been cleaning out the barn. Apparently, we got some in the studio. We got some mold in here, which is not the best thing to happen. So we've been running these ozone machines, cleaning it out. So it's a little warm in here today because they've got the doors open, airing everything out. But, yeah, hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. Hope you guys are staying strong and healthy as always and checking out a lot of the products we have for sale. I had a customer email me about this the other day on Saturday, and he was talking about how full the can was. He was like, you guys filled this thing up. I said, I told you guys that. So I wanted to give you guys something. If you're going to run it in the kitchen, you got it. You can use it. You don't have to use the packets. The packets are really great for gym bags in the truck traveling when you're going on a trip. If you're flying somewhere, those are amazing because they don't take up any space at all. You can throw five or six of them in your bag if you're gone for a day or two. That way you can run them. Throw them away when you're done with them. You don't have to carry a can around with you everywhere, back and forth.
Well, what I do with
they both got perks.
What I do with the packets, I just dump it in the side pouch of the suitcase.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't. I don't take the box. I just take the packets.
Take the packets. You take the packets in, throw the other supplements in there, and that way you don't have this huge, you know, massive bag of all these supplements and vitamins and all that. So,
oh, good morning. Oh, by the way, I want to start with something this morning. It kind of bothers me because it deals with the inhumanity of man towards man. You know, the other day Joe Rogan had a guest on.
Yep.
What was her name?
Abby Johnson, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and she was talking about, she went over to Gaza, and she said that the Israeli soldiers are shooting people basically in the reproductive organs, you know,
yeah.
In the vagina, yeah, yeah. In the penis, and blowing parts off and then laughing about it, not killing them, just preventing them from ever reproducing again. They're treating them like animals. If you did that to a dog,
you
would go to jail.
You go to prison.
Yeah.
You go to prison.
Animal abuse. And they treat these individuals, and now the Palestinians and Israel started the fight back up again. It launches another Gaza strike.
I saw that.
Peace plan's done.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, we knew that was going to happen because Israel doesn't want a peace plan. They want Gaza.
Well, and Netanyahu doesn't want a peace plan. I think a lot of the individuals in Israel want this crap over with, but the problem is they're not running the country. Remember, there's hundreds of thousands protesting. Hundreds of thousands before that October 7th thing, they were trying to throw Netanyahu out.
Yeah, but you remember when they have a gay parade, they have 450,000 show up to walk down the Via della Rosa for the gay parade.
Yeah.
I mean, this country's not what we think it is. And
Neither is our country anymore either, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's sad. But, the problem is Israel really believes, the people there in Israel that run the place really believe that they're superior from a genetic standpoint than we are. And they don't even treat people like they're humans. It's awful.
No, she did say that in the interview. She said they treat them worse than animals. Said animals get better treatment over there than they do. It's just
you know what bothers me. It really does is that every time we have something come out of Israel, it's the Holocaust. It's the Holocaust. It's the Holocaust. You know, it's the Nazis. It's the Holocaust. And we talk Holocaust, and all of a sudden it's like they do a Holocaust in Gaza, but it's okay.
Yeah.
They shoot children for sport and men for sport and women for sport, but it's okay. Nothing matters because they're basically God's chosen people in their opinion, and they're not because Christians are. Now, they lost that when God scattered them and burned the temple.
Well, the issue is I've lost a lot of people, a lot of friends. If you bring this topic up and they're Christians, they get unbelievably, insanely, violently mad. I mean,
don't you remember when we played that thing, let's talk Israel game?
Yeah. Remember, finally, at the end of the game, he's throwing the board game and everybody's screaming at each other.
Well, because we've been so programmed for over 100 years by the Scofield's Reference Bible that we don't want to believe the truth.
Well, here's the balance. Here's the basis of the United States Republic, Constitutional Republic. The reason why the First Amendment was put in place was to protect all the other ones is everybody has a right to have an open discussion. If you want to ask a question, if I want to bring a topic up, if I want to talk about a country or a person or a politician or a leader, I have the ability to do so. That was one of the primary factors why they built the Constitution the way they did and why the doggone war started. Man, you couldn't talk about King George. You couldn't talk about him. You said King George is a fat, lazy bozo who's taxing us unjustly. Gallows. Put him in a stockade. Well, what am I being charged with? Being charged with, peasant. You don't have to charge you with something. We just kill you if we want. There's no due process. Take them away. That's how it became.
Feudal system.
Feudal system.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to a friend of mine from Germany the other day, and she said that that system of the nobility is still there.
Oh, yeah.
And yet, you know what makes me mad, as you said, and it's not towards her, but just how they act in Germany, is that the people that are, quote, from nobility still act like they're like nobility, even though that system doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
And the funny part about it is they'll get a Mercedes SL65.
Okay. They still make those?
I think they do. Whatever.
63, I think.
And they have all the badging removed.
Yeah.
This is the arrogance. And it's not because they don't want people to know they're driving it, because they're driving it. But they don't want people to realize what it is, even though everybody knows what it is. It's the arrogance.
Yeah, it's funny.
You know, it's like, you know, because I'm better than you.
Yeah.
You know, I think I am, and so therefore I have to prove I am. So I'm going to drive a car that costs $500,000, and I'm going to show you that I'm not going to show you. It's like driving around in a Lamborghini Aventador, you know, and taking the badging off of it.
Everybody knows it's an Atlas.
But it's the arrogance. They do that because, but just in case you don't know, I don't want you to know. And I'm like,
that's true.
I remember one time I walked through a restaurant over there. And
in Germany,
and it was a nice hotel. Walked through a restaurant, and I was wearing my warm up suit.
Yeah,
okay, it's the one that I had from the Olympics. And I remember I wasn't planning on eating it; I just wanted to see the restaurant. And I was wearing tennis shoes and a warm up suit.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the jeers, and the yelling, and the comments were unbelievable.
Just walking in there,
just walking through it, because I wasn't dressed appropriately. And I thought to myself, chill out, man.
Yeah.
But that's all from that caste system they used to have with the royalty. And so they think they're all that, but they're not that, because they have royal blood in them. And the truth of the matter is, with the royal blood, pretty much guaranteed 99% of the time it's coming out of the Nephilim bloodline. No, it is. Well, no, that's how they determine the royalty.
Yeah.
You know, and so you think to yourself, well, that's great. Well, King Charles was the great-great-great-grandson of Vlad the Impaler, also known as Count Dracula. You think, well, that can't be true. That is true. I mean, so when you stop and you look at it, you go, why do they think they're better than everybody else? Because they think they're inherently better than everybody else because of the DNA. And the sad part about it is, it's actually pretty pathetic. It really, really, really is. By the way, this is an interesting article. It says, California über alles. The geography of an agricultural suicide. Wait a minute. The efficiency trap that could starve 330 million people. You don't need to bring a nuclear weapon to bring a nation to the knees. You just need to have a basic understanding of agriculture and the knowledge that we've built the world's most efficient food system on the world's most fragile foundation. The kill switch that we built ourselves. California's Central Valley stretches 450 miles to the heart of the state. Drive down Interstate 5 and you'll pass endless fields of lettuce, tomatoes, carrots, and broccoli. This isn't farmland. It's a single point of failure disguised as a pastoral abundance. 92% of America's broccoli grows here, over half of our vegetables, three-quarters of our fruits and nuts. When you open your refrigerator on the East Coast, you're looking at California's dirt, California's water, California's vulnerability. The FBI knows it. Al-Qaeda's training manuals mention it. Federal reports pell it out in bureaucratic prose that somehow makes it worse. And the U.S. agriculture is vulnerable to agroterrorism because of the relative ease with which highly contagious diseases can be introduced. But here's what keeps security analysts waking at night. You don't even need to be sophisticated. The pathogens are already here. Remember that Chinese couple caught at Detroit Metro Airport with Fusarium, granitium, hidden in the wad of tissues? That's what they're calling a potential agroterrorism weapon. The fungus causes billions of dollars in losses annually. It rots wheat, barley, corn, rice from the inside. The toxins damage livers and cause reproductive defects. They just walked in through international screening in a backpack. Now scale that up. The concentrated nature of California agriculture means a pathogen induced in the Monterey County doesn't have to travel very far. One county produces over 50% of the nation's lettuce. Now, I'm going to stop this for just 1 second. I'm going to say, you'd say, well, that's not possible. I live in Central Florida. We used to have orange trees.
Oh, we used to.
I mean, we used to have hundreds of thousands of acres of orange trees. You know, I used to pick fruit when I was a child because it was the easiest way to make money as a teenager. The groves are pretty much gone, Austin.
Yep.
they've destroyed them with chemtrails and with some little pest they called, you know, some kind of aphid or whatever, which basically attacked the orange trees after they were so weakened by the aluminum and the doggone geoengineering, in my opinion, that they sprayed on it. Now some people are actually injecting orange trees with antibiotics, Austin.
With antibiotics?
Yeah. Amoxicillin to try to kill the pathogen. And the trees are doing okay with that. But think about that for a second. You're having to go in and inject every tree with amoxicillin in order so it doesn't die because all the pathogens are out there. So when an article comes up like this and it talks about agricultural suicide in California, people don't understand, unless you lived in Central Florida, what could happen to an entire crop. Oranges defined Florida, Austin.
They did.
Before tourism was here,
We were an orange state. That's why on all the tags, everybody knows about Florida. It's always an orange grove state. It really was. It was a gigantic ag state with oranges, and they're gone now. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some places still down a little bit more south, down towards Okeechobee. They still have some operational down there, and they've got a lot of the orange plants like Catrelli and stuff here as far as processing.
Well, they're bringing in the oranges from Brazil, bud.
I know. They're bringing them from a lot of them coming to South America now. That's why they're so green when they bring them in. Mm-hmm. They got to pick them really early. But the old school days of being, you know, Florida being an orange grove state are long gone.
We used to fire the groves with freezers back in the 60s.
Yeah.
You go out there like smudge pots.
Yeah.
And the whole everything, you know, because it has the atmosphere, holds the heat better. And we used to have, you know, they used to pay us to go out and do that at night. You know, it was unbelievably toxic, by the way, breathing that stuff.
Speaking of, this is a topic that I want to address because we've talked about it a couple times now on this show. And I want to kind of address it because Rand Paul's finally addressing it now. He says that these military strikes against the alleged drug boats are not legal. They're doing this constant.
Well, obviously, it's not. Nobody's been charged.
Well, no, we've been discussing it because it's been in international waters, but it's been this really weird topic. He said President Trump's authorized multiple military strikes against suspected drug boats in the Caribbean. As you know, so far, more than 20 people have been killed. These 6 different strikes. Is this legal? Rand Paul said no. They go against all of our tradition. When you kill someone, if you're not in war and not in declared war, you really need to know someone's name at least. You have to accuse them of something, and you have to present evidence. All these people have been blown up without us even knowing a single name or without any evidence of an actual crime being committed. For decades, if not centuries...
Just killing people.
When you stop... This is what I brought up that doesn't make any sense to me. For decades, if not centuries, when you stop people at sea in international water or your own waters, you announce you're going to board their ship and you're looking for contraband or drugs or weapons. You have a specific stated topic that you're going for, basically almost like a warrant. You're declaring international water, we're boarding you. He said this happens every day in Miami. We know from the Coast Guard statistics, it's about 25% of the time Coast Guard boards a boat that they have no drugs. So if our policy now is to blow up every ship we ever suspect or accuse of possible drug running, this is a bizarre world where 25% of people, statistically, would be innocent. He had the other thing that these speedboats is that they're 2,000 miles away from us. If they have drugs, they're probably peddling drugs on one of the islands of Trinidad or Tobago. The idea of them coming here is a huge assumption and should be able to present some proof.
You can't have enough fuel on the boat to make it this
far.
Well,
no, and this is the topic that I brought up. And we obviously have a massive fentanyl problem in the United States. We've addressed that. But at the end of the day, we're now saying, oh, this boat's 2,000 miles away from Florida, running out in the international waters. We're blowing it up now. Well, what happens if I'm out there on a fishing charter trip? We're out there running a boat. We're going for sailfish. It's season. All of a sudden, we get an airstrike. No idea why. Oh, whoopsie. Wrong boat. We got confused. That was a fishing boat. The drug boat's on the other one.
It's a hellfire missile. You would be you would have to worry about thinking about it. You'd be gone. You'd be vaporized.
Yeah.
Evidence.
Then they said, we're sorry to the family. The boat suddenly sunk for no reason. We don't know what happened.
Well, they wouldn't do that. They would just say it got lost at sea.
Yeah.
Also,
the transponder goes off. We don't know where it went. And so this is a weird context they're doing. And obviously, I think everybody's all aware now the only purpose of what's going on with this. It's not to stop a little boat that may have allegedly fentanyl on it. It's to basically start an armed conflict with Venezuela.
It's the Reichstag fire.
Yeah, we need a precipitating incident to put military on the ground. They've already said they've approved CIA to start engaging on the ground over there. So this won't be long.
Here's something interesting. Pope Leo, the unbelievably liberal new pope, says that usury corrupts the human heart and enslaves the poor. Oh, wait a minute.
Usury?
Isn't this the same Catholic Church that used to sell indulgences?
They built some cool cathedrals, though.
Yeah. They would build these giant cathedrals with get people what would you call a get out of hell free card?
Get out of hell free card.
Of course, you didn't get out of hell free. You had to pay to get out, and so you'd have a grandparent that was an unbelievable heathen. They were dead, and the Pope would say, "They're in hell burning," and then you say, "Well, I can't have this for eternity." Well, you give us $1 million that money that day. What is it, 500 years ago? We'll go ahead and get them out of hell for you. And they go, "Really? Yeah, we'll take care of it." And all of a sudden they'd say, "Okay, here's your certificate. They're out of hell. Here's $1 million. Let's build another cathedral." And it's okay. And all of a sudden Martin Luther comes in and says, "What the heck are you guys doing with the get out of hell free card? This is ridiculous." It's not biblical. And he said, "Hey, listen to all those problems the church was doing." He couldn't even read the Bible. Punishable by death. So Martin Luther had enough of it. He translated it into German so the rest of the people could read the Bible, because they would keep it secret, because that way they could do everything. Well, the word says this is what we have to do. You can't read it or you'll die. We'll have you killed. But we get to do this to you. Wait a minute. It doesn't say that. And that's what's interesting. When you go to the Lutheran church still today, very similar to Catholicism, but all of the weird stuff is gone.
Yeah,
you know, Jesus isn't hanging on the cross anymore. Mother Mary is not being, a big statue in front of you praying to
worshipped.
Her. Yeah, and you have all these different saints you're praying to. You don't have any of that stuff, because none of that's biblical, by the way. Jesus isn't on the cross anymore.
Yeah.
Jesus is in heaven sitting at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. So it's interesting to me that Pope Leo now is saying that usury corrupts the human heart and enslaves the poor. Pope Leo has denounced the practice of usury as a grave sin that destroys life. And this is the same Vatican Church.
I mean, he's not wrong, though. I mean, it's manipulated the entire market.
But what isn't that what you do, though? You point the finger at somebody else when you're doing the same thing?
Yeah.
How about the Vatican Bank and what they've done in South America, running money for the doggone mafiosa groups and for the CIA?
Well, it helps you obfuscate it, because it looks like you're basically calling something out for what it is when they're the ones that are actually doing it. So it's not surprising.
And then he goes, entire peoples can be enslaved. It's true. And so he's doing this mission now, rooted in mercy, trying to free the people from the slavery of, of this, usury. And quite frankly, that's all a central bank does.
That's all they do. Look what they're doing with the markets right now. I read another article that was popping up on gold and silver over the weekend on Zero Hedge. And pretty much everybody that's awake enough in the markets is saying the exact same thing, that people are realizing that the gold and silver doesn't exist as far as on these paper notes that they're doing. And that's why everybody's taking delivery, and all of a sudden these COMEXs are going, "We don't have 100,000 ounces here. We don't have 1 million ounces here. Get it. I'm buying it. I got the contract for it." And so they're just absorbing it up. And one of the guys said, I'm just saying what he said on there. He said that gold's probably going to hit about 5,000 on the ceiling. And he said at that point, silver's probably going to shoot up to about 200. He said that'll put it in the ratio where it needs to be for at least a short time period. And he said, but right now, AI is taking over all the contracts. Exactly what I told you guys last week. Those massive data centers they're building are putting in huge bids for silver. Now, here's the part that's crazy. I'm going to talk about this for a second. I watched a video on it over the weekend. They're saying now that basically they're going to be doing these watermarking AI-generated texts and videos.
It's ridiculous.
No, so I want to address this for a second. Everybody keeps going on and on about how AI is this and it's great and it's doing this and it's doing this and it's doing this. Yeah, I haven't found one significant major benefit that it's actually producing. It's really just causing more problems and more confusion. And people now, somebody sent me a video the other day, and basically it was this porcupine that stuck this guy with quills. It was a weird video. It was supposed to be like a nature video. And it looked 100% real. And I thought it was real. Somebody sent me a thing that says AI, and I looked at the comments on it, it was fully AI. And I started thinking to myself, I said, we've reached a point now where you can't even really believe what you're seeing now with videos, with AI. And we're just in its infancy. 2 or 3 years now, it's going to be nuts. But they're saying, hey, we're going to watermark it. We're going to watermark it, and that's going to show you that it's AI, and that way you'll know that's the truth, and we'll stop misinformation. Well, what happens when the powers that be, the globalists, ones that love free air, decide that they're going to produce videos and not allow the watermark on them, and it's going to be AI? I mean, could you imagine 5 years ago with the level of AI that's rolling out now, these videos, if they would have done this during COVID? They start producing AI videos of all kinds of crazy stuff with people dying in the middle of the street. Remember when China started some of those videos?
How do we know if they weren't AI?
Exactly. Now, all of a sudden, what happens in the next phase of another pandemic or something? Now we're going to be relying on the full truth to be on a watermark. It's a watermark. Watermark proves it. What happens when they do this? What happens when they make an AI video and they pull the watermark off and they blame somebody for something? This isn't AI. This is a real video. This person doing this. We've got to charge them now. You go, I wasn't even there. I had nothing to do with that. That's a fake video. No, sorry, peasant. We've deemed it so that it's a real video and it's not AI. This whole world that we're rolling into with AI and everybody running it and completely pushing all this money into it is going to bite us all in the butt, in my opinion. And that's why I've continually told everybody, if you're using it for a tool, use it. But this whole end-all, be-all, the AI is the final destination of tech, and it's going to be the latest, greatest thing. It is going to cause some very, very severe problems long-term.
War of the Worlds.
There you go.
H.G. Wells. Radio
full, full invasion.
Mercury Theater.
Full video. Hmm? If the main, you know, it's funny. I watched this movie last night. I told you guys I wanted to watch it again, and it was Don't Look Up. I watched it last night, though, but with a very open platform as far as I really tried to pick up on the nuances on it. And that film is creepy. It is creepy.
It should have won an Academy Award.
It is creepy. And you got this tech guy. They're doing this giant rocket launch, and the tech firm, which they basically, they showed how the tech firms run the country. They pick the presidents, that they're pedophiles, by the way. They show basically not visually on it, but they imply it. And he walks in, he goes, I need to talk to you. He's talking to the president. He goes, oh, she's sitting there. He goes, I need to talk to you now. She gets out of the briefing, runs out of the room to go cater to him. And what they're doing is they show you in the film how these tech firms and these phones and these Apples and all this stuff have turned into these gigantic tracking devices. All they do is monitor everything you do. So they can actually build an AI video-based algorithm on something you would probably do but have not done and make it look completely real and basically blame you for it. The level of where it's going with it is absolutely insane. So that's why I've encouraged people to be very cautious on this stuff, and be very cautious what you see now and what you believe. Don't trust anything anymore. That's just the way it is.
You know what's funny? It's weird. You know,
you might.
What happened was, you know, when back way back, I think I'm going to pull it up right now with Mercury Theater, The War of the World.
Yeah, pull it up real quick.
You know, and you know what it
was. That was a long time ago.
It was in the 30s. You know, it was a psyop they did. And here, I'm going to read it to you real quick. The War of the Worlds was a Halloween episode of the radio series The Mercury Theater on the Air, which was broadcast live in 1938 over the CBS radio network. The episode was directed and narrated by Orson Welles, an adaptation of H.G.L.'s novel, The War of the Worlds. And it's infamous for inciting panic by convincing some members of the listening audience, millions, by the way, that a Martian invasion was actually taking place. They did it without commercials.
This is a live broadcast.
It is live news. Yeah. The first half of the program was delivered in a realistic breaking news format.
Yep.
Since the Mercury Theater on the air had few commercial interruptions, the first break came after fictional reporters had described a devastating alien invasion and the fall of New York City. It apparently caused some confusion and fear among the listeners, though the scale of the panic is disputed. So, I mean, he said millions. Popular legend holds that some of the radio audience may have been listening to the much more highly rated show, The Case of Sanborn Hour, The War of the Worlds, during a musical interlude, thereby missing Wells' introduction to the show as a work of science fiction. Officials with CBS became aware of the public's growing reaction while the show was still being performed live. Reports started coming in that there was massive panic from all over the country while it was being produced. And though there was some pressure to stop the production, it continued.
There you go.
All the way to its planned conclusion. There was widespread media outrage in the hours and days that followed. The program's news bulletin format was described as deceptive by some newspapers and public figures, leading to an outcry against the broadcasters and calls for the regulation of the FCC. Wells apologized in a hastily called news conference the next morning, and no punitive action was taken. The broadcast and subsequently publicity brought the 23-year-old Wells to the attention of the general public and gave him the reputation of being an innovative storyteller and trickster. Now, what's funny about this, a lot of people say this entire thing was done by the OSS, the precursor to the CIA.
Experiment.
Because they wanted to see how much control they could have over a person's mind with an alien invasion.
With just the radio.
Remember Operation Blue Beam that Wernher von Braun said would happen, would basically be an alien invasion of the United States or the world by somebody. Even Ronald Reagan brought it up in one of his speeches.
If an
outside entity from another world came in to invade us, we would all coalesce together. And Wernher von Braun said they were going to use that basically as a coalescing factor to basically say, hey, look, we have to come together. Out of chaos will come a new world order. And the crazy part about it is I tie all that together now with AI. You think, well, how do you tie it together with AI? It's going to be a Martian invasion. It's going to be an alien invasion. It's going to be all over the news with AI, and they're going to have AI footage of these spaceships coming in. And everybody's like, you don't understand, the spaceships have come into New York.
Yeah.
I saw it on TV.
Yeah.
And we've been so programmed to believe all the lies on TV that they used to tell us back in the 60s, seeing is believing.
Well, I'll take it a step further. This is what's going to sell it. If whatever they do, and I'm not saying they're going to do this, but this is what's going to sell it. The AI and social media.
Yeah.
Because people are going to believe a little bit on mainstream media, but everybody has such distrust for mainstream media, it's not really going to go as far. It's going to happen when they have all these paid actors and influencers post the same videos of these AI footage of whatever it may be, and they all start posting in unison along with mainstream media. That's what's going to sell
it. The technology is here.
Technology's there. And everybody's going to go, oh my gosh, did you see this influencer that I know? He's got 20 million followers. I follow him all the time. He always posts legit stuff. He's posting the video too. Real world is happening. He took the video. That's how they're going to sell
it. And the crazy part about it is with AI and with holographic technology,
yeah,
they can actually make something appear in the sky that's not there.
Yeah. Well, that's what, there's so much discussion and buildup with the UFO topic, and they're constantly rolling it out. So,
well, no, yeah. because they're having full disclosure. And now I've told you guys the UFOs are real. They're probably a holdover from the pre-Adamic race. And you know what happened, you know, when they had the giant coup d'etat against God Almighty. And, you know, everything we've been told about this planet is a lie anyhow. Everything's a lie. You know, that's why they have to use constants in chemistry and constants in physics. They have got to, because you can't, Einstein about drove himself bonkers trying to figure out what gravity was.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say it's just an electrostatic charge. Whoa, did I say that? I didn't say about gravity. I said that. And, you know, and the crazy part about it is, you know, yesterday I was at the Clearwater.
Yeah.
I was having lunch over there, and I looked, you know, as far as the north was to the south with the Gulf of America. You guys like that?
Yeah. So, I like that better.
Whatever.
I'm sorry.
Well,
you can see,
you know, as far as you can see one way, and as far as you see the other way, it's way past 20, 30 miles that way if you look at both directions like that. And it was just a flat line. I could have put a level on it.
Oh, gosh. It's a Monday show. Anyways, you guys want.
But you think about it. Now, I'm not saying the earth is flat. I never said that. I'll never say that. I don't know what it is. All I know is this. Something ain't right.
That's a fact.
And Einstein drove himself bonkers trying to figure it out. And then we find out that Isaac Newton is the one who told us about the whole circular earth and everything else. And he was a high-level Kabbalist wizard whose writings were so satanic they had to hide them from the general populace. And when they get, every so often they get resurfaced, they get bought up real quick and get hidden again.
I just want to know why I can't visit Antarctica. That's always my topic of discussion, why there are zero satellite footage, photos, or videos of Antarctica from space. They Google and NASA admit it. They say that there's not enough activity in Antarctica to justify putting satellites around that aspect of the globe. Well, then my next question is, if there's not enough reason to have satellites go that way, how in the world do the 56 military bases from 56 countries with the Antarctic Treaty, with countries all over the world have military bases down there, how do they operate if there's zero satellite coverage?
Well, one of Admiral Byrd's men who was down there said there's a set of stairs going down into the abyss.
Oh, yeah. Admiral Byrd's wild.
All poured concrete, by the way.
Yeah.
He said that before he died. And, there's some things down there we don't know about.
No, I agree on that. Guys, I get a lot of people asking questions in the morning as far as on the shake. Well, we're always drinking with the Fit Food and the Purple Sticks. I usually make it. It really keeps the blood sugar stable, keeps everything really, really going, moving good. That's why I run the Purple Stick with the Fit Food. But I had somebody email me again over the weekend. They said, what are you guys always mixing in the morning? It's pretty much the same thing that I run on the show. A lot of times I'll have my eggs at the house off of another shake. But on the show, I love drinking the shake with the Purple Sticks because it keeps my blood sugar, my energy really, really stable.
I throw multiple powder in it, too.
I threw a scoop in this morning, too. A lot of times I do my multiple at the house, but I threw a scoop in this morning, too, because we got it out here. And I just want to give you guys a heads up on that because we always have the morning energy kit that I threw together months ago. That's the Fit Food with the Purple Sticks on a sale as a pack together. And that's a really, really great stack. If you're at work, if you're at school, I have multiple students that have contacted me in the past that drink this as their breakfast on their way to class. And they say they're just on point.
Oh,
you know, the old adage of, you know, grabbing pastries and donuts for breakfast.
Blood sugar.
You want to talk about the absolute worst thing to put in your body, especially as a man, because men need protein in the morning. You have to have it to maintain muscle mass and maintain blood sugar levels. When you eat a massive amount of carbs and sugar, especially with no protein in the morning, you're not only asking to have issues with Syndrome X and possible diabetes later on in the future and blood sugar problems, you're asking to get really fat in the morning and then get really sleepy in the morning. Let's be honest with you. You're blowing your blood sugar through the roof. You're dumping it with insulin. Your energy level's going down, and you're doing nothing but storing body fat. Stay away from eating that stuff in the morning. So there's another article out now that's coming in. It's adjusted now the definition of obesity. And, of course, obesity's gotten much worse down in the U.S. after they adjusted it. Remember, a lot of times they were talking about BMI measurement. Well, now they're throwing in waist circumference. Waist circumference now getting factored into this.
Well,
and waist to height ratio.
It kind of needed to be.
Now they're saying that nearly 7 in 10 Americans are now falling into the obese category. Now, the reason why I think they're doing this, is my opinion, is I think they're trying to sell more GLP-1s, and they're trying to sell more Ozempic, and they're trying to push the obesity narrative as far as people on these drugs. That's my opinion. However, what they discuss here, though, is the peer-reviewed study published in JAMA Network Open conducted by researchers affiliated with Harvard and Massachusetts General Hospital. They went to say the individual is now classified as obese under three conditions: if they have an elevated BMI plus at least one elevated anthropometric measure, or BMI greater than 40, or at least two elevated measures. And so this happened before, because I remember ways back, when I was like really training heavy, I was like 230, 6 foot, still had visible abs. The problem with it was I was classified as obese under that scale just because of height and weight. But again, they never measure muscle tissue or waist circumference. And now they're doing that, which is a great idea to see as far as participants and overall, you know, body composition. But again, you've got to look at the whole spectrum on it, especially if you're training, you're exercising, you're working out.
Oh, by the way, we were having lunch on Friday, and some of our listeners came up. Two ladies came up and started talking to me and said they love the show and they love the way you and I banter with each other all the time. And then they told me, and I really appreciate this, they used our supplements. Thank you so much.
Yes, appreciate that.
And so we appreciate it when you guys recognize us in public. If you come up and say something to us, that's always fun for us because let us know that somebody's listening.
Yeah, you know. we do this show every day for y'all. And the thing about it is this is not an easy world to be in anymore because you get a lot of blowback. I mean, look at Charlie Kirk. This is getting a much more, how should you say it, more just difficult world to be in when you're talking about the truth, because nobody wants to be told the truth anymore in most cases. And a lot of times these individuals that love their free air, they don't want anybody talking about the truth. And like with Charlie, you know, he was the tip of the spear with getting this stuff out in person, in college universities. And we try to do the same thing on this show. And we take a lot of flack for it because we don't really hold anything back either. And neither was he at the end.
Well, you know, here's what I've learned. And a lot of other people have learned this over the years with the decisions they've made. Chickens always come home to roost.
They do. You're going to pay your dues some point.
You know, I've got some friends. They've made some really bad choices.
Yep.
And now they're dealing with some really bad consequences. I had a good friend. His name was Mike. And he worked for us for years in maintenance. And every day he'd have a bologna sandwich with white bread, with cheese. I mean, I'm talking
consistent every day.
I'm talking Walmart, filthy nonsense food. Bad as it got. And I kept telling him, Mike, I said, that's going to really affect your cardiovascular system. And he smoked. And I told him, I said, you really got to stop this. This is not healthy for you every single day. And so sure enough, he had a heart attack.
Yep.
Had that bypass surgery. And then he had to have, within a year, he passed away from after that. And the whole thing was sick. He's a great guy. I really liked him. He was a former Hell's Angel.
Yeah.
Tough dude, boy. He's mean.
Awesome guy.
But yeah, I tell you what, though. You talk about, have you ever sent your kids somewhere with him? You know,
oh, dude, I remember younger kids that, yeah. But someone came by the property one time. And I think the kids were outside playing. That was way back, my younger siblings. And somebody stopped by. I think they were trying to drop something off, or they're here for something. And I mean, he just straight up be like, who are you? Why are you here? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. I didn't know now. And so there's great friends to have like that. Speaking of heart attacks now, vitamin D supplements may cut heart attack risk. This is a new research
study.
Make
sure you take it with K2.
Oh, you absolutely got to take it with K2. That's why we carry the D3 with K2 on here at the website. For that specific reason, so it actually helps the body absorb the D3.
It actually builds it in the bones instead of the arteries.
This is crazy. The D-Health trial, a randomized double-blind clinical study, found that older adults who took monthly doses of vitamin D for 5 years massively reduced their incidence of major cardiovascular events. The study included 20 81,000 Australian participants ages 60 to 84. At the beginning of each month for 5 years, they received 60,000 IUs of D3. The other half received a placebo. The researchers used admission data, hospital admission data, and death to identify major cardiovascular events, heart attacks, strokes, so forth. They reported, listen to this, a 19% lower rate of heart attack in the D3 group. 19% lower rate of heart attack in the D3 group. An 11% drop in pretty much all cardiovascular aspects as far as...
Probably because the D3 is putting the calcium where it belongs back in the bones.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably why it's reducing the risk of heart attacks. The last night I went in my distiller and I pulled some of those. I had a friend over and I wanted to show her how the... basically how much calcium comes out of that distiller.
Yeah.
She was shocked.
Oh, it's nuts.
And so once you see
chunks.
Now, if you saw it one time, you would say, I'm done with mineralized water.
Yeah.
Because that has that. That's what's in it.
Your body can't process it. It builds up in the arteries.
3% is utilized. The other 97% is stored as basically hardening of the arteries. Turns your arteries to stone. That's why you always drink reverse osmosis water or distilled water.
And it to put the proper minerals back in it if you need them. That's why we have the AquaTrace formula, which is a purified mineral suspension.
But you don't need rock.
You don't need rock. You sure as heck don't need calcium carbonate. Oh. That's why supplements stay away from calcium carbonate.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, half the internet went down this weekend after Amazon cloud outage, leaving millions unable to use Ring, Alexa, and banking apps. As experts say, we can't rule out a cyber attack.
I warned everybody.
Remember, this happened a few months of last year with the automobile industry. They couldn't process the financing for the automobiles.
Uh-huh.
And they end up having to supposedly buy them out of the. They actually were holding them ransom. And they actually had to buy, supposedly paid millions of dollars in order to get the thing cleared up. The crazy part about it is this is why I do not do any internet banking ever. Because once they lock it up and you can't get to it anymore, guess what? That money's not yours.
Well, and the issue you run into with it now is there's so many online scams. And I mean, I got blockers and stuff on my computers, but I still randomly get these random emails sometimes. Oh, there's something going on with a PayPal account. You need to click here. I'm not clicking nothing. If I get a hold of somebody, I'll call somebody up. I'm going to use PayPal examples. Quite frankly, I can't stand PayPal. I don't use them at all. We actually had them on the new site for 2 days, and I pulled it off because they're such a nightmare to deal with. I do not support that company whatsoever. They're unbelievably corrupt, in my opinion, as far as what they do.
Why don't you tell us,
businesses.
Tell us how you really feel.
Well, no, I had a good friend of mine. He was doing these huge truck shows, and he started having tickets for this giant truck show they had in Daytona. He was using PayPal as a major merchant. So everybody was buying tickets, and the show exploded. I was helping to market for it, and all of a sudden PayPal came in. It was selling it for about a month. PayPal came in and said, by the way, we think you may possibly be a scam. You need to prove us why you're not a scam, even though you've been in business for 3 years. He had like $80,000 in his operating account for tickets.
This.
Locked it up. Let us know when you want to prove this isn't a scam. And he fought with him for 2 months to get his money released. Finally, they go, oh, by the way, you've given us enough documentation now. We haven't had any back charges. Here's your money back, peasant. And he's like, I mean, it almost killed his entire company. So he had no operating capital. Everything was with one major company, PayPal. That's why I always recommend be diverse. If you got businesses, it's not a problem to have an account or two accounts or three accounts and have something as a backup plan. That's a really, really good option in most cases because you put all your eggs in one basket with PayPal. My opinion, they will get you one day.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to read you this. I'm going to read you the headline as it says.
Oh, gosh.
Okay? Now, this is the kind of stuff they do to get this clickbait.
Okay.
Anger as U.S. trophy hunters kill 1 million black bears. New statistics lay bear cruel death toll.
1 million?
It's over a 25-year period.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can't even hunt that many bears.
No.
It's physically impossible.
No, and the crazy part about it is that when you go into these areas where these black bears are kind of running amok, they're like wild hogs. There were two more wild hogs laying on the side of the road the other day where we got hit by cars again.
Well, hogs are open season in Florida.
I know, but the point is bears are everywhere, too.
Some states are bad, they're everywhere.
And don't get me wrong, I don't really like killing bears because they're kind of cute. I've never shot one and never probably will, and I would never eat the meat. But, I mean, the point is that, you know, why in the world are they making such a big deal about hunting? And it's not just the fact that this, it's the same thing with deer. They say, oh, we killed 1 million deer. Well, yeah, over X amount of time. Deers run out in front of cars, in front of trucks,
and
everything
else. Oh, my gosh. They're like the primary accident cause up there in some parts of Montana. They just hit them all the time. That's why we got big bumpers.
Rural area of Pennsylvania, you got deer laying all over the road. You have to have the giant bumper mounts built for your
the
trucks.
Yeah, the road armor ones and stuff like the ranch hands. It was funny. I mean, even like our place up in North Carolina we have up there, we go up there occasionally, and you go out there at night, spotlight them. There's 20, 30 deer running around.
I've seen as many as 50 in the herd.
Yeah. They got to be cleared out sometimes.
Well, yeah. And then all the neighbors want to feed them. GMO corn, I may add.
That's the thing. My whole thing is, if you're going to feed deer for possible food sources in the future, because that's not a bad idea to have an area where it has a good amount of deer, and you can, you know, herd them out as when you need to do it, clean out the herd. But also, too, if there's an emergency, you got, you know, food you can hunt for. If you're going to feed them decent food.
Well, you know,
GMO,
you know,
glyphosate corn.
Back during the Great Depression, back in the 20s and 30s, deer were hunted out of the Appalachians. They had to be reintroduced.
Really?
Because everybody was starving.
Yeah.
And so the hunters went out and just killed them all. And they were eating them for food. That's what, one of the things, the Appalachians never recovered after the Civil War.
No.
I hate to say that, but they never have.
The United States never recovered after the Civil War.
Not properly.
Not properly.
Because the population was so destroyed.
Yeah, it was destroyed.
Especially
it's
the southern
skewed.
States. Yeah, and the
Republic never recovered.
No, the Republic still
probably
no,
never recovered.
No, no,
never, it didn't.
No, it never came back. The Republic never. Now we're basically a dictatorship. Is pretty much all it is.
Just about now. But, now this is the article I want to cover here, because I get a lot of questions about this, and there's only been one thing, and this article is saying there's a couple things that may be possible to use for tinnitus. I got a lot of people talking about tinnitus. A lot of them that are also retired military veterans. And so there's been one topic that's gotten brought up as far as that I get reports on with tinnitus. And I'm not making any claims. And here in the article, you guys can read this if you want. It goes into detail of how the ear works and what could cause tinnitus and all these different problems that can basically go to. And then down here, it talks about basically supplementation that you can use. And one of the things it talks about, one of the main ones in here, is magnesium.
And look at Kai above it.
Acai above it.
That's this.
Magnesium, zinc, and N-acetylcysteine. Now, you know I love N-acetylcysteine. Amazing antioxidant. Cleans the liver. Zinc's crucial. Men got to have. But this right here, I've gotten multiple people. I'm not making any claims. I'm just saying, if you got tinnitus and you can't figure something out, give this a try and give me some feedback
on it. Try the N-acetylcysteine too, and the magnesium.
I would try all four of them, personally. Yep. This is what I would try all four of them. But it, right here, it says a 2024 study found that autism day-night supplementation, which was magnesium, significantly reduced tinnitus severity after 3 months, especially in people with permanent tinnitus.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I haven't either. So I had a customer tell me this 2 years ago, and he said 2011 study showed that magnesium supplementation may significantly reduce tinnitus-related handicap in patients with slight or greater impairment. And I think the reason why this one works so well is because of the magnesium thionate, this mm-hmm. blood-brain barrier, and I think it can actually help almost feed and heal up parts of the ear. And again, I'm not making any claims on this.
Well, most small studies suggest, you know, we need to confirm these things.
Yes. But again, when you start looking at it, if you've tried stuff and it's not working, try some natural supplements and throw it in.
NAC may help protect against hearing loss and reduced tinnitus symptoms.
Yep.
Although more research is needed. And that's something to know.
Yeah. I want to bring that up. I saw this article on tinnitus today, and I get a lot of people that ask questions on it.
Well, tinnitus is a major problem. There are millions of people with it.
Oh, absolutely, especially where you've had impact or noise-induced tinnitus from military and machine guns and all that for over year after year.
But you think about it, with millions of people with tinnitus, it could be as simple as a deficiency.
Magnesium and zinc deficiency? Could it be? The article here is talking about it.
That would drive you nuts if you had that going on.
Especially when it's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Some people have that hard time even sleeping. You hear buzzing and ringing all the time. So, again, give it a shot. Give me a review on it. If it works for you on this, please leave a review on the site. I've been getting so much feedback on the reviews you guys are doing on a lot of these supplements. I mean, you guys are putting five reviews, two reviews. Give me some reviews on these, guys, please. I don't ask you for much of anything, but I get a lot of positive feedback because people that may have the same problem or same positive effect that you're getting from these products and it's helping with something, they may also see it and we can make a difference. Because my biggest thing I love is I love getting positive feedback on products, knowing that people are getting the same results that I get and other people get on a positive manner.
You know that B complex for $39.99, that's a great price.
And
you know why? Because of the concentration of the product.
Oh, that's
because it's methylated.
Yeah.
That's a great product.
When you look at other B vitamins and you look at some of the doses on them, some of them are methylated sometimes. But because the methylated B vitamins are so expensive, a lot of companies really, really skimp the dosages on them, and there's no clinically relevant dosage in them at all.
Oh, by the way, horrifying images show how flesh eating zombie drug mummifies addicts and causes their limbs to fall off.
That was a wild segue.
Listen to this. Even as more potent drugs have hit the streets, the flesh-rotting animal tranquilizer xylazine is seen wreaking havoc across the U.S., known as Trank. The illegal sedative is often mixed with fentanyl to enhance the extended high. It's hard to believe these drug addicts mix this stuff together.
Gosh, so we're mixing animal tranquilizers with fentanyl, and they're wondering why body parts are falling off.
Yeah, and in Philadelphia, widely identified as ground zero for the tank crisis, the drug was involved in 38% of all intentional overdose deaths in 23. Now, Philadelphia orthopedic surgeon is warning that Trank causes is showing no signs of abating, even as powerful veterinary sedative are being used. In terms of frequency with which we're seeing patients with these wounds 5 years ago, we're not seeing any. Now we're seeing them, and their arms and limbs are actually falling off. Wow, isn't that crazy? And, you know, you think, of course, it doesn't really matter because the people that are listening to us right now, they're not doing this.
They're not doing this weird stuff, yeah.
And the people that are doing this stuff, they really don't care. But just, you know, again, this is why it's so important. Now I'm going to say something that's going to make a lot of people mad. And I'm okay with that because it doesn't really matter. We seem to make everybody mad all the time anyhow. And if we haven't made you mad yet today, give us a few more minutes. We will get to you in a moment.
I got some positive stuff.
Okay. When you introduce drugs or alcohol or any type of product into a child's life because you're giving them that exposure because of your addiction. Now listen to me.
Yeah.
Okay. The parent's addicted to drugs. The child sees the drugs.
Yeah.
The child starts to think that's normal behavior. Whether it's alcohol or nicotine or pot or cocaine or whatever, it doesn't make any difference. It's a bad example to set for your children.
It's a horrible example.
So if you're going to do that stuff, which I recommend that you don't do it if you've got children.
Well, and here's the secondary part that kicks off that's such an issue. Now we've got all these drugs like Adderall, which are amphetamines, that basically are given to kids at 5, 6, 7, 8 years old now, and it's getting the receptors responsive and reactive to amphetamines or methamphetamines or methylphenidate at such a young age that their body...
Cocaine.
It is. I mean, it's Adderall's 4 amphetamine salts. That's why it works so good with focus. It stimulates the brain. It focuses you in on stuff. The problem with it is it cooks your brain long enough term. You know, when I was in college, I remember a lot of the kids were doing it back then because it was so easy to get prescriptions. Now they made it a little bit harder because they know how addictive it is. But when you're starting these kids at a young age, you got to ask yourself a question. Does your child really have a deficiency in amphetamines? Are they really deficient in Adderall and Ritalin? Or is it that they need the proper supplements that their brain needs to function better, like the omega-3 fats, like the cod liver oils as far as the omega-3s, the multiple powder, the multiple chewable? That's why we put together the Kids Stack under $65 with the multiple chewable and the omega-3s, because it's so crucial you give your kids the right nutrients. Over the weekend, my son, he went over to a birthday party with one of his friends. They went out to the bowling alley, and I picked him up. Later on, the next morning, he had a sleepover, and the mom profusely encouraged me. She goes, I don't know what you do as far as with Hunter, but man, is he really responsive and respectful and well-behaved. And I said, well, A, he eats really clean. B, I don't tolerate nonsense. And C, I'm not going to sit here and make it normal to basically eat all kinds of juice. She goes, yeah, we're at the bowling alley, and we all got like Coca-Cola and Sprite for everybody. And he asked if we had water. 9 years old, so I don't want it. Because I don't let him drink it. He doesn't like it. He says it makes his throat feel fizzy. And I said, well, yeah. And it's got phosphoric acid in it. If you don't drink sodas very often and you drink one with high fructose corn syrup in it, you feel horrible. I've tried it before. You feel horrible. Your body, it feels like you're drinking a poison. And yet some of these kids drink 4, 5, 6, and 7 of them a day, and they wonder why their teeth are rotting out. They wonder why they're getting type 2 diabetes. They wonder why they're getting obese. They wonder why they have behavioral problems. Look at what you're putting in their body, family, dad, mom. Look at what they're ingesting and then question and go, is this the best? What am I doing? What's it doing to them? And is that okay? And ask that question, because we got a serious problem with obesity and diabetes in this country now with young kids. And for some odd reason, we want to sit there and go, we don't know why. I give him all the shots and I give him all the drugs. And for some reason, he's constantly sick all the time and all these behavior problems. Maybe it's what he's putting into his body that you're allowing, parent. Maybe question it and look at it and realize we don't have a drug deficiency in this problem with this country. We have a serious nutrient deficiency with the crap food, the preservative food, and the drugs we keep pumping in these kids, man.
We've got a parent deficiency.
That's a fact.
They're not parents. They're biological replicators. They're not parents.
No.
They're not taking care of these kids. Let me ask you a question real quick. If you have a good friend with you, okay, and you have a glass, which I took my glass over there a minute ago. If you have a glass and it's got water in it, and because you're trying to kill rats, you put rat poison in the water.
Yeah.
You listening to me? You can't see the rat poison. It's clear.
Clear. Looks like a glass of water.
And you think, well, it's not a good idea to do that because you don't feel you drink it. And all of a sudden they say, well, I'm going to drink some water. And they grab it and drink it. Are you going to let them drink the rat poison?
You're going to slap the glass out of
you're going to break the glass.
Yeah.
Say, let's break that glass. We're done. We're not doing this. You're going to do everything you have to take the glass out of their hand to stop them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how about this? How about you go to the grocery store and your kid says, I want to have a ham sandwich.
Or the Kellogg's cereal with food color and high fructose corn syrup.
Let's stick with pork. All of a sudden, now you got this. He wants to have a pork sandwich, okay? And now, you know, the World Health Organization has said the number one cause of cancer globally is pork.
Yep.
And so he goes, okay, well, so you say, okay, well, go ahead and you'll have a ham sandwich. All right. That's your choice as a non-parent because you're no longer a parent. Now you're just accommodating them and basically enabling them. Well, now they say, and I want to have a ham sandwich and I want to drink a diet soda with it. Yeah. And you go, well, the diet soda has aspartame that reacts with the nitrites in the ham, which causes nitrosamines and also causes, you know, other forms of compounds to be produced, including dichidiopeperazines, which degrade into nitrosureas, and they cause brain cancer. But you're not a parent. You're just a biological facilitator. So you go, okay, go ahead. We'll make you a ham sandwich with a diet soda. If you really care about somebody, and it can be a friend, it doesn't have to be your kid, and you're out at lunch, and they order something like that, and you're buying lunch.
Yeah.
Why don't you be so bold as to say, I'm not paying for that?
Yeah.
You say, well, what do you mean? It may offend them. It may save their life. I mean, if a person is in a hotel and there's a fire in the hotel and they've succumbed to smoke and you're banging on their door trying to get them out of the hotel, are you going to do what you have to? I'm going to pull my Glock out of my pocket or my Kimber or my 12-gauge.
my shockwave.
And I'm going to blow the Glock open. I'm going to run inside and they're going to be protesting because they want to stay in bed. I'm going to pick them up to the best of my ability, and I'm going to drag them down the stairs to the best of my ability. Hopefully, I won't drop them on the way and get them out. And when they finally wake up, they'll say, you just saved my life.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to walk up the door and go, well, I don't want to bang on the door too hard. It may make them upset. If I knock too hard, they're going to get upset.
You're going to blow the door open.
Yeah.
And the crazy part about this
is, make sure you got breacher training.
And this goes back on the chickens come home to roost.
Yeah.
If you have somebody that has the same behavioral patterns over and over and over and over again, and their life goes to crap from a health standpoint or just bad decisions, then their finances go to crap, when are you going to say something to them? I mean, when are you going to start being a parent and stop being a biological facilitator? I mean, I had one of my kids here for a while back. They gained a bunch of weight, and I said something to them. And all hell broke loose. Ah! You know, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to stop. You've gained 50 pounds. It doesn't look good on you. If you don't start, and I asked him, what is your goal weight? You're about 180 now. Do you want to weigh 230? Do you want to weigh 250? Do you want to weigh 300? Where do you want to go with this? He also remembers when I did this. All hell broke loose. Everybody got mad at me.
What is your goal weight?
You know, what do you want to gain up to? You know, and they were doing Uber Eats every night at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's bulking season. Leave me alone.
I won't get to 350 by the end of the
season.
Month. You know, you're like, great.
When
do you start parenting? I'm going to say something to you, too, if you have any kids. The parenting stuff, it never, ever stops. Now, what you have to learn is this, and I've learned this. Sometimes you don't give advice when you're not asked for advice because they get mad. But when you really see something that's going on that's bad, you got to say something.
Well, if you know that phosphoric acid in diet sodas leaches calcium out of the body and prevents proper bone growth. Proper development in children. People don't realize that phosphoric acid is so acidic, it's right above battery acid. The body has to leach calcium from the bones to neutralize the acidity of the Coca-Cola so it doesn't burn a hole through the small intestines. Newsflash, do your research on it. If you know it causes those issues, why do you still bring dozens and dozens of 2 liters home of Coca-Cola and other sodas every single week for me to drink them?
Well, plus remember, you're either going to take calcium, you're going to take, you know, you're going to take sodium, you're going to take phosphorus,
magnesium,
you're going to take other minerals that are more alkaline in nature and use those up to neutralize the acidity. The body has to do that because it has to maintain homeostasis, because if the blood gets too acidic, you just simply die. This is what happens. And when your body chemistry gets too acidic, you start losing energy. You start feeling really, really bad all the time. Oh, by the way, real quick article. We're almost out of time. Slick Willie. This is Bill Clinton. Mena, Arkansas, and Crooked Hillary are dodging Epstein depositions as GOP representatives accommodate them. Bill and Hillary Clinton pushed back their scheduled appearances before the House Oversight Committee, buying more time in an investigation that's peeling back layers on the federal handling of Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking empire. The subpoenas dropped in early August, pulling the former president and secretary of state into the spotlight over their well-documented ties to the late pedophile financier. By the way, he's not dead. Hillary skipped her October the 19th slot, and now Bill's Tuesday opposition set for October the 15th won't happen either, with no scheduled dates to be announced. Surprise, surprise. Committee Chairman James Comer laid it out plain in an August interview. Everybody in America wants to know what went on Epstein Island. We all want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. But we already know. And we all heard reports that Bill Clinton was a frequent visitor there, so he's a prime suspect to be deposed by the House Oversight Committee. Yet here we are with the Clinton's lawyer and talks to accommodate their schedules, according to a committee spokesperson. Accommodate, that's the word floating around as if this is some casual calendar shuffle instead of a probe into one of the darkest scandals involving the scum of the planet who run the world, who always seem to skate by. Epstein's web snared powerful names, and the Clintons were right in the thick of it. Records now show Epstein dropped by the White House over 17 times, Austin, during Bill Clinton's presidency. Ooh. And there's a 1992 photo capturing Epstein, Maxwell, and Bill together in the Oval Office digs. Bill admits to hitching rides on the famous Lolita's Express more than 20 times after leaving office. Maxwell, now locked up for 20 years on trafficking charges, once called Bill her friend and not Epstein's. Unbelievable. I mean, this whole thing is just absolutely nauseating to me, Austin. The problem is, until we see the Epstein files, which, by the way, don't exist, that's basically
they're
internet rumor.
Gonna come out. I mean, the crazy part about it is all the stuff we heard, and I was actually reading up on this, on his 40-bedroom Manhattan townhouse that the FBI raided on July 6, 2019. You can look it up. They have articles back from 2019 that I was reading over the weekend that go into detail about the documents, the videos, the photographs, the hard drives, hundreds upon hundreds of them that they said were thousands of girls' videos, footage of them, of being abused by numerous people.
Well, the crazy—
FBI found that nobody was trafficked to nobody and nothing happened to anyone.
Well, you know, the people who make the laws decide on the United States can happen or not, and they're involved in the investigation themselves, and the ones who are involved with Epstein, they're going to always vote no.
Exactly right. They don't want to get busted.
Why
do they want to bust themselves?
Why are they going to put themselves in jail?
Yeah. That's the issue when you have a compromised Congress.
And that's the same thing that happened with the Kennedy investigation. Same thing's happening with Charlie Kirk investigation.
Nobody wants to talk about that whole thing. And I mean, Charlie Kirk was a spearhead for alt media. But this, the more I've watched and the more I've looked, within less than a week, 2 weeks, they completely bulldozed that entire arena area.
Everything's gotten changed now.
They poured concrete, they put stone, they put pavers. The whole thing's completely changed now. Mm-hmm. I mean, after like a week and a half. And, I mean, everything about that entire situation was so bizarre. And like I told you guys the other day, when we reach a point, which we did with that, where we actually saw what we thought the footage that we saw, if it wasn't AI, the footage that we saw, can't determine how he was actually killed. Because the story they told us, a 30-06 from 150, 200 yards out, would have took his head clean off with that round.
It was severed the neck.
It would have been bad. I've gone hunting enough, and that's what didn't make any sense to me when the first story came out. I couldn't understand. I said, God, it's 308, 306. I'm like, yeah, it looks like it, but then I'm like, it doesn't look like it. So, again, I don't want to get into all that right now because that's a whole other topic.
Oh, by the way, we had a military ammo, basically, production facility blow up.
I saw that in Tennessee.
Yeah,
they found no survivors.
Yep, and it says Tennessee explosion could stretch U.S. weapons production to a breaking point.
Well, yeah, we're giving all of our weapons to Israel and Ukraine. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, my question is, the problem with this is it can be very difficult to figure out how this happened. Was this actually, could it have been an attack or sabotage? Or was this just a munition round went off?
Well, all's left of the whole place is smoking.
That's my point. Yeah. There is no evidence gathering there. But my question was, is this another way to basically soften up the U.S. military munitions capability for something else? You know, we've been giving weapons away left and right all over the world for the last 4 years now. I mean, just giving them away to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. This facility was huge.
Well, this is what happens when the government sells material like that and makes money from it because the government basically is broke.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. So be sure, guys, keep the truth going forward. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for continuing to support Health Masters, Team Health Masters. Be sure to get your D3 on sale right now for over 18% off. You guys know that's the product to stay stocked up on and have it on backup. Big sale right now running on it. And also, too, be sure to check out some of the other kits, like the Ultimate Morning Energy Kit that we make every morning on here, and a whole host of other specials. We have protocol kits, bestsellers, and thank you for giving reviews on stuff. If you like it, if you're buying it, if you're getting results, take 30 seconds, because I spend an hour every day for you guys, every single day, just on this show live, not including prep time, and so does Dad.
That's a lot more than an hour.
Everybody can spend 30 seconds and leave me a review.
Yeah, well, thanks. Oh, by the way, I got to pray for you guys at church yesterday. Hope you had a great church service yesterday. I love you guys. I really appreciate you. And again, when you see us in public running around, come up and say hi to us. Just don't reach in your pocket and try to pull a weapon on
don't
us.
Draw down.
Don't draw down.
Calm down. Easy. Have a good one, my friends.
I love you guys. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. I love you guys.